and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. Many residents say they're concerned after the toxic train wreck in Ohio about possible contamination, but this morning officials from the governor on down gave new assurances. State Health Department Director Bruce Vanderhoff.
We have simply not found elevations of these volatile organic compounds that would lead us to suspect any significant risk related to the tested air and water.
People on private wells in East Palestine are being told to use bottled water, at least for now. Five former Memphis police officers pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and other charges in the Tyre Nichols case, and the judge told the court this morning.
To those also in attendance, as I've explained to the defendants, this case can take some time, so we do ask for your patience. Your continued patience, your continued civility in this case. We understand that there may be some high emotions.
Well, CBS News legal contributor Rebecca Royfe.
I think that they charged this because it is hard in a situation like this where it's so in the moment to show that there was any intention to kill, but they clearly knew what they were doing to this man.
Overseas, a U.S. raid targets an ISIS leader. CBS's Cammie McCormick on the violent outcome.
The U.S. Central Command says U.S. and Kurdish Syrian Democratic Forces conducted a joint raid last night targeting a senior ISIS leader in northeastern Syria. He was killed, but there was an explosion. Four American service members were injured and are receiving treatment at a facility in Iraq. A military working dog was also injured.
U.S. officials say the effort to retrieve Chinese spy balloon debris off South Carolina is now over. It's believed all of it was found. CBS's Willie James Inman with more on what President Biden has said.
President Biden says he's not sorry he ordered the U.S. military to shoot down three unknown aerial objects over Alaska, Canada, and Michigan. But he now believes the objects were not for spying.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
The president believes they're likely not related to China's spy balloon program, unlike the large orb that floated over the U.S. before being shot down off South Carolina's coast earlier this month.
Republican presidential candidates will be blocked from the debate stage this summer if they don't sign a pledge to support the GOP's ultimate presidential nominee. That's according to a proposal set to be adopted by the Republican National Committee sometime next week. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 82 points. The S&P is down 40. This is CBS News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student-athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student-athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student-athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 20th. In Wood County, the Citizens Groundwater Group is meeting at 2 p.m. in the River Block Building, Room 206 in Wisconsin Rapids. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 p.m. at the fair office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board meeting will start at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will begin at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Adams County Library. The City Finance Committee meeting will be from 5 to 6 p.m., and the City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. Tonight is the Steve and Annie Chapman concert from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christian Life Fellowship. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 27. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22, tonight partly cloudy. High of 38, tomorrow partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 38, Sunday under cloudy skies. 35, Monday, chance for snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. We are 1 hour away from the weekend. Cannot wait to have a couple days off. And so I hope you are excited. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. I get it?
That was close. I think it should remain fluid.
Okay. I like that. I like that. We are obviously here with Jane Matinere, and we have a very loose, fun last hour of this week for you today. So start thinking at 1:30 about your opinions on the following. When is it okay to ghost? If you ghost, can you ever come back? And when, if ever, can you talk to your friend about how much you don't like or are worried about their current chosen partner?
Oh, that's a good one.
And so we have, we will debate those and what and compare our feelings to New York Magazine at 1:30. So if you have thoughts on that immediately, please let us know. You can join the conversation on that topic at 844-967-2789, or you can always comment on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter on the live stream. But for now, Jane, gut instinct.
Yes.
Are rich people smarter than the rest of us?
As a whole?
In general.
No.
I would say that too.
No.
And now apparently there's a study that shows that.
yet another study. Yay.
Yet another study.
Good.
So this was one that, are rich people really smart? And I don't know if that means, like, are they really smart or are they really smart? I don't know what the connotation and the tone is supposed to be.
Sure.
when reading that. But this study found top 1% aren't any brighter than others with good salaries. With good, I think the caveat there being good salaries.
Good salaries, yeah.
And so this is a study out of Sweden that said making a six-figure salary does not necessarily mean you're the smartest person in the room, which I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
So much of it decides on what career you decide to take, right? But while people with higher incomes do tend to score higher on IQ tests, the association only goes so far. In fact, some rich people in the top 1% of earners display less intelligence than their peers earning considerably less.
Fascinating.
So I also feel like, how much does this come back to there are different types of intelligence? And so how do you measure intelligence? Because I think there are some people who can just remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
and like have photographic memories or can their recall for facts. Like I always think about that. I feel like I have a very good vague, like it's like Brian Williams at the beginning of the show. It's like, I know that he recently retired. I cannot, without looking it up, I cannot tell you what year.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
And same thing with his scandal. I couldn't have, I know that that happened. I don't, and I know the story that he embellished took place in 2003, but I don't know what year the scandal happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so there's certain people who are really good at that
but
stuff.
That's recall.
That's recall. And then, like, I feel like I am good, a fairly good critical thinker. So given the information, I feel like I can make associations pretty quickly. I can make an argument pretty quickly. But, like, there's other types of intelligence that I know that I would just get smoked in by other people, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so sometimes whenever I see things like this, it's like, all right, what kind of intelligence are we talking about? But I also go to what drives you? Like, I feel like people who are rich or become rich, and I think we can take out people who inherit wealth, which is a big portion of the population has wealth.
Yes, it is.
But if we take out the poor, if people who've, let's, for this, then that's even a weird phrase, but like made their money. I also have often wondered, like, how much it has to do with you just wanting to make money. Because I would say, and this is not to disparage salespeople, but people who go into sales often are driven by money and can make a lot of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think so often there is a trade-off between some people, the very rare air are the people who can do the thing that they're passionate about and are fulfilled by intellectually and emotionally and are still raking in the dough.
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
Right? Like, I think most the corporate secure life of a six-figure job with benefits and stock options and guaranteed, like, increases to your wage to keep up with inflation also often comes with the price tag of a soul-sucking, why do I care about this?
Cubicle job.
Yes.
Or in that case, probably a nicer office, but still.
Yeah, maybe not a cubicle, but it's kind of the, like, because that is so often how I felt when I was still in tech and doing sales was like, we're worried about what?
And why does this matter?
Why does this matter? Because the software for the company I was with for the longest sold a testing software for websites. So basically it was the first of its kind, and then it was fairly easy replicated. But it was basically allowing marketers to make tweaks to the website and then siphon off traffic to see different versions of the website to test how people interacted with it.
Oh.
So they could change a button and like the call to action on the button.
Okay.
Or change the wording and then be able to actually test and see how did people,
the users,
yeah,
finding it.
And it all started with the two founders had worked on Obama's 2008 campaign. And they had been back-end coders, and they could do this testing on websites, but you needed to know a lot more coding to be able to do that kind of testing. And, like, they would do different tests, and he would, like, one option was the clear winner because he'd have a way more fundraising or, like, funds donated on this option versus this option. So it was a useful tool.
Sure.
But the way we talked about it, like, we were changing the world through data-driven decisions.
About website design.
About website design. And it was, you know, it's like, let us make you, company, make more money. And that's all most of these jobs come back to. It's just like, if you are in a B2B company, you are trying to, your value props are basically saving time and or money one way or another for that company. And if you're a B2C company, you're basically trying to extract money or sell your audience as something to sell things to.
Yes.
And so, you know, like ultimately, I think the price tag for most of these six-figure type jobs is to do something that every once in a while you're like, oh, man, this is pointless.
Or even more, couldn't I be doing something that would make a difference, even in a small way?
Yeah.
That would be more fulfilling?
So anyways, that is all to tie back to this study where it's like, I've never thought that you necessarily, the people who are making in the 1%, first of all, I think a lot of people in the 1% inherited that. And certainly that does not make them smarter. But also even people who are making a lot of money, it's how are you measuring intelligence versus access?
Well, and access is a good point because a lot of it is connections. And a lot of it is nepotism. What school you went to, what, you know, clubs, your country clubs your parents belong to, that, from what I understand, can be really useful when you're trying to climb the corporate ladder. And your dad and the company's granddad used to golf together. And you know what, son? I know you're just out of college and you have no experience, but come join our company and we'll start you at six figures.
Well, that's like one of the, that's like job application 101, especially with LinkedIn. Like when LinkedIn first started becoming really popular in the late 2000s, early 2010s, you know, you could do searches on people at that company who went to your school.
Oh, wow.
And so you could just send notes, like DMs or messages on LinkedIn and be like, hey, I see there's this opening at your company. I'm an alumni of so-so-so, and like trying to find the way in. And often that works, right? That it works as far as having some kind of like tribal recognition of mm-hmm. we were from the same, I can vouch for this person because I know we went to the same school or something like that. But it also, this is a somber note to end on, but it ties because I just came across this quote that I think is, so it's relevant, but here it is. I am somehow less interested in the weight and convolutions of Einstein's brain than in the near certainty that people of equal talent have lived and died in cotton fields and sweatshops.
Oh,
Stephen Jay Gould. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's so much more about access than actual intelligence or talent and luck.
An opportunity. Which is access also, I guess.
And so, anyways, I just thought that was interesting. I think it's interesting that people are studying that. I also wonder how wealthy the people who are studying it are.
That's a good question. I want to know how they got rich people to study them and what the pitch was. Because you can't just walk up to someone and say, I know you're really rich, but are you smart? Take a test.
And is it just IQ tests? Because I feel like IQ tests can be biased.
They just start with easy things like tying your shoes.
I asked Mike this morning. It was like, not just flattering me, but do you think I'm smarter than you? And he, without pausing, goes, yes. And I was like, all right, love you.
He also knows considerably early in your marriage how to make things smooth. So props to Michael.
Props to Mike. Happy wife, happy life. All right. When we come back, speaking of happy wife, happy life, we watched my favorite movie as a kid last night, and I have thoughts about it. So if you have strong feelings about the movie Newsies, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If I were a rich man, yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum, all day long I bitty-bitty-bum. If I were a wealthy man, you wouldn't have to work hard. Yabba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dum.
Where can you find a discount store with a little bit of everything, including Target overstock items? Where can you always be sure every penny counts? It's EPC. You'll find a great selection and invaluable customer service. EPC next to Domino's on 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. Savings like this? Now that's epic.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma, smart communications for the smarter business.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madinaire. We are rolling through this Friday. Kind of an easy show.
Easy breezy.
Easy topics. We had a good week.
We did have a good week.
We had a great
week. Some wonderful guests.
Yeah.
And again, if you can, go back and listen to some of the podcasts. Again, I'm thinking about John from Monday, who lives near East Palestine, Ohio, where this train derailment went down. He just has really great perspective and some historical perspective, too, on how we got here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, and it's interesting to hear him talk. He has such an interesting perspective as someone who's from that area, left, went to Cornell, and went back, right? I think as we were just having that conversation about access and someone who he talks about his opportunity to go to an Ivy League school, but he got there and very much felt like a fish out of water.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then, you know, later in life decided to go back. And what he's doing now as far as trying to make media for, do independent media for the rest of us, right? Or people who are left behind, and make the connection so often with people who, you know, if they have politics at all, it's on the surface seems like it aligns with a lot of the talking points on from the Republican side of things. But as he, as a dive bar bartender, has these conversations, like, it's so fascinating to hear him to have these conversations with people. And I actually said to Mike, I was like, we should go visit him. Wouldn't that be fascinating as far as be like a total different kind of culture shock of that exists in our country?
Yes.
Of just how people live, how people are, but still like the community that connects them in, mm-hmm. in that area. And so, but yes, definitely go back and listen to some of the podcasts on the YouTube channel this morning. I took out just the interview with Ron Johnson from yesterday.
Who was, we just couldn't have been more thrilled that he joined us again.
Do you think that precludes us from ever actually having him on the show?
We can always ask.
I always wonder that as far as how we progress in this show and invite open door for everyone and to want to have lots of different types of conversations with people from very different perspectives and sides of the aisle. But sometimes I also wonder, it's like, all right, well, if we do segments like that, where we're very much poking fun, are we setting ourselves up to basically never get a yes from any of these people?
Well, I guess it will depend upon what kind of sense of humor they have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And whether or not they can take a little gentle ribbing.
Because I think Ron Johnson used to go on the Devils a fair amount.
He did, at one time.
I'm not sure Robin Voss has ever gone on the Devils Advocates.
And he just seems like a chucklemeister. I think he would just be so much fun to have on. And yeah.
I tried to ask that once of Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, who was in the assembly before he left that seat to, and when he won county executive. I asked him on air and he politely declined to answer. I was like, who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? And he did not answer that question. But we could always ask
Todd.
But just, I wonder how many Todd, this is Todd Albo of the Todd Albo Show, which is on 8 to 11. He hasn't been in there for a little while, though.
True.
So it's like the current batch of GOP members versus, you know, pre-redistricting 2011. I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know how much overlap there is.
There would still be serving.
I certainly know of the Democratic lawmakers, some who are very fun to drink with.
Oh,
I've done it with some of them.
Oh, care to share?
Fran Hong's very fun.
I don't think that's probably a surprise.
That's
not a shock. Yeah, we've had Fran on the show.
She might be the only one I've actually
had a drink with.
Everyone else other people I've hung out with and been at events and they are there and they are fun to talk to. But I'm not sure if she might be the only one I've actually drank with.
Well, I wouldn't expect a lot of them going to come forward to go drinking with you now.
That's fair. I'm not saying we got drunk. I'm just saying
I understand that.
Francesca's hot. She's very fun.
She is fun.
All right. Well, so you said earlier that you've never seen the movie Newsies.
No.
Man, we got to remedy that.
It was never even a blip.
And it's funny to think of. So the whole reason this came up was Mike has the idea that we should rewatch like our childhood movies.
Oh.
And so he has his list, and I'm supposed to come up with my list.
Okay.
And last night, I had hit a wall, and so I was like, I can't work anymore. So he's like, all right, well, what's first on your list? And the one that is always the first on my list, because I watched it, I think, almost every day before school, which was pretty impressive, because watching it last night, it's not a short. It's not like a Disney. It is Disney, but it's not a animated film short movie.
Right.
It is 2 hours.
Oh, my.
And we watched it. I still know every single lyric. I was just singing along to everything, and I was driving them nuts. But
any female characters in that movie?
There's two very small, like smaller female characters. There's the performer Meta, who is played by Anne Margaret.
Wow!
Yeah. And so she has two songs of her kind of playing. Like it's not quite burlesque, but she is like a performer.
Sure.
And then there is the sister of one of the main characters who's the love interest of a young Christian Bale, who is the main character. But what I always love, and I went down the Wikipedia rabbit hole last night, is this is based off of a true story.
Newsies.
Newsies is based off of it was a 2-week strike of newsies, newsboys of Hearst and Pulitzer in 1899. And as I was reading the Wikipedia article that had links to actual historical events and who the leaders were and stuff, they did a pretty good job of sticking to it. And so what I want to know is, when is HBO going to make this into a gritty time, like period piece and limited series and take out the musical part of it, but actually tell the story? Cause it is fascinating. So go watch Newsies. Let me report back if you think it holds up. All right. When we come back, what's your opinion about ghosting? What is the etiquette there? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Experts discussed the state Supreme Court primary at a virtual roundtable yesterday. The WIS Politics panel talked about spending in the race and what will bring out voters.
Well, I mean, the amount of spending just shows how important this race is. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan race, but this race has the potential to change the outcome of the court.
That's Corey Hess from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott Jensen, a former Republican assembly leader, also weighed in on spending.
This is going to be a $30, $40 million race for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Chuck Challa, a former Democratic leader in the state Senate, shared a strong opinion on the importance of this race and what will decide it.
There will never be a competitive legislative race where you can choose whether they'll be Democrats or Republicans unless the Supreme Court has changed. But the bottom line is abortion is going to decide this.
I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 27. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22. Tonight, partly cloudy. High of 38. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 38. Sunday, under cloudy skies. 35. Monday, chance for snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Who's fun to get a drink with? In the GOP.
Fantastic.
I said, I was like, do you want me to say this was anonymous? He goes, I don't care. So I got a text from Todd saying, Paul Ryan is actually a decent guy to get a drink with.
Fascinating.
That doesn't surprise me. I think Paul Ryan's probably a really decent guy. I feel like, I know, but this is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there are people who you have policy differences with, and once they have power, it's much easier to feel like I despise you. No, you're not buying it?
I may have bought that a few years ago.
How many years ago?
A few. Certainly before...
Like pre-2016?
I would say pre-2016.
But that was when he had more power. I mean, he basically stepped down in 2018.
But he had an opportunity to wield some of that power, and I believe he chose not to do that.
Okay.
In a way that I would have appreciated.
So you're not going to drink with him anytime soon.
I'd buy him a... Absolutely. There's tons of things I would love to ask Paul Ryan, if given the opportunity, and a little liquid libation.
There you go. There you go. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
That made my whole week, Todd.
And is as impersonable in person as you see him in public.
Ooh, this is a juicy hour.
He said Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay is a decent guy to grab a drink with.
Cool.
And then he said, oddly enough, Glenn Grothman, who doesn't really drink, is an interesting person to have dinner with. He's a conversationalist, a wacky one, but it is interesting. But it is interesting conversation. And there you go.
Thank you, Todd.
That.
Yeah, pulling back the congressional curtain. That's great.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I've heard Todd Novak's okay to have a drink with.
Yeah.
That was not from Todd Alba. That was from someone else that I won't name on air. But yeah, it's funny. It's interesting.
Well, you can always let us know if you are drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789 and tell us who you're running into in Madison and tipping a few.
Who have you seen at Jenna's besides Jesse Apoyan?
And hopefully we're going to talk to her next week.
Yes. All right. So back to some debates on etiquette. Now, this has to do with ghosting. And we were saying before, that was not really as much of a... You certainly didn't call it ghosting, but when you were in the dating pool...
For people, explain what ghosting is.
Ghosting is when you are talking to someone romantically, and basically you just stop communication.
So this could be, you know, direct messages or texting? Is it more about texting?
I think it's you've gone on some dates.
Okay.
Well, and that's what the first piece of etiquette is... Basically, when you can and cannot ghost. Because I would say my impression of times I have ghosted or have been ghosted is like you've gone on at least a couple dates. You have been texting. You have been in communication. Especially in situations where the initial lust and excitement is pretty... You're both feeling it.
Okay.
And then without reason... One of you is just cold, just goes cold
and goes away
and just kind of goes away. And you're left with what happened?
I thought this was going pretty well.
Yeah. Or like there wasn't an obvious reason or even any kind of conversation around, hey, this isn't really working out.
Sure.
Largely it's seen as a way to not have that awkward conversation of, I don't see this going anywhere.
Right.
Because it is awkward, right?
Of course it is.
You're going to hurt someone's feelings no matter what.
Yes.
So, number one, see if you agree with this. Both at home, you can either text us, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment in the live chat. It's okay to ghost after one date. And then I'll give more context.
I find that an interesting free space. I mean...
I would say yes.
Yeah.
If it's only been one date.
Okay.
Because that's the trial period. It's like,
sure.
Oh, we met in person.
I wasn't really that into you.
Yeah, so you met up for a drink after work, discussed work, school, and siblings for 90 minutes, and ended the evening with a non-committal, let's do this again sometime. Now it's been 3 days, and you're wondering what you owe this person you don't particularly want to see again. You could send a text letting them down gently, but it's also fine to say nothing. At this point, neither of you has put so much energy into the interaction that it warrants a formal ending. And besides, nobody likes getting rejected by someone they didn't care about that much in the first place. I was going to ghost you.
Oh, that's painful, but true.
There are exceptions. If you've been texting a lot after the date or you've clearly talked about going on another one, then there is a social contract not to ghost.
Just, it's hard. Just do it.
I will say the preemptive, hey, I don't see this going anywhere, when you were feeling the same way, there is a pettiness to that you didn't get to say it first.
So such are the pitfalls of dating.
So then this is one that I also definitely agree with and certainly have my own experience with. If you ghost someone, stay gone forever. Why? No takes backsies.
Well, right. Why would you do this?
Oh, I have had, what is there? There's a social media influencer named, her nickname is Tanks. I forgot exactly how it goes, but basically, like, with men, they either never get over you, or they always come back, or something like that. And in my experience, that is true. There has been the handful of times in a situation where I was talking to someone, and then it kind of fizzled out on their end. 4 months, 6 months, a year later, all of a sudden I get a DM or a text.
Really?
And like, hey, how's life going?
Just checking on you.
Just checking in. And it's like, what? What happened to you, dude? Like, just break up with someone? Like, what? Just wait. Why are you back? I feel, you know, I think I really messed up. And like, and now I'm happily married. So I
was going to say, obviously, none of those went anywhere.
But this is, I don't ghost people because abandonment is my. This is the person who wrote this, not me. I don't ghost people because abandonment is my central trauma, and passive aggressive has never been my style. I suppose I can understand the appeal of ghosting as an easy way to cut someone off for whatever reason or for none at all. What I cannot understand is ghosting someone and then coming back several years later to request a favor that would have been a considerable ask even if we had remained friendly.
Well, no, geez.
And so, yeah, I would say even without the ask, even just the friendly, like, what's up? Like, I think it's if you ghost, you're sacrificing any kind of friendly contact with that person. If it was a mutual fizzle, I think that's fine. Especially because, again, with the social media world, if you start following each other on social media and you're like, well, this wasn't really going to go anywhere, but we still follow each other and I have no ill will towards
you.
I'm fine laughing at this thing that you posted or liking that you got a promotion or whatever. Like, it's no skin off my back. All right. But this is the big one. If your friend is dating someone you seriously object to, you have one shot to sit down with your friend and say so.
It's very, very dangerous.
To say it at all?
It's very, very dangerous. You got to be, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Because you must have been in relationships that once they ended, your friends came forward and said, you know, I never really liked him. Because I have.
I have.
And if they had told me while I was still starry-eyed about this person, I don't know that I would have taken that very well. Because again, don't forget, if you're in the beginning of a relationship, which is when everything ostensibly is supposed to be really good, and you have that great fluttery feeling, and your best friend Julia says, you know what, I think he's a schmuck.
So you don't think that even... So this is what the rest of the advice says, or rule says. The conventional wisdom has been that unless your friend is being hurt, keep your opinion to yourself because it will damage your relationship. Our feeling is that you can share your reservations, but you have only one shot to do it. After that, your friend decides what they want to do, and you can't bring up your grievances again unless they ask. No eyebrow raises, no passive-aggressive observations either.
Do you really think that if Julia tells you, I think he's a schmuck, and that's all I'm ever going to say, that that's not going to stick with your friend, no matter how that relationship goes? What if Julia ends up marrying the schmuck? And now she knows you think he's a schmuck.
But do you just not, you as a friend, you just have to suck it up that your friend's dating someone and you have to live with the fact that you never said anything?
Until they give you an opening or an invitation. I think that's very bold. Maybe I'm wrong. 844-967-2789. I just think that's a really tricky, really, really, maybe it's easier for men to...
Oh, I don't think it's easier for men.
To warn them, to warn them off.
Men are not... You think men are better communicators on average than women?
I just think they're more blunt sometimes. It would be like, dude, I don't like her.
Is there a tactful way to do it that is not, I just think he's a schmuck?
I'm sure there's a more tactful way.
Like, is it, hey, this gives me pause, this aspect about him, or asking like somewhat leading questions? Because I had a short but intense relationship at one point, and one of my dear friends, who is the type of friend where we could go months, if not years, without talking to each other, but every time we actually, like, we were like bonded,
yep,
on a deep level.
Yep.
And I remember one time, because she had already moved and she had met this guy and didn't say anything. And then whatever, within 10 months, that relationship was over. And I remember talking to her later. She's like, oh yeah, I knew that wasn't going to go anywhere. I was like, why didn't you say anything? She's like, well, I knew it wasn't going to go anywhere. Like, and so it's potentially maybe also the weighing of, do you not say anything because you know it's not going to go anywhere?
Well, true. And hopefully it will burn itself out, right?
But what's the balance between I don't like this person versus they are a bad person? Right? Because, like, you can find someone to be deeply annoying, but they're not actually a bad guy.
True.
Like, I just, your jokes are not funny, man.
But you can't tell your friend Gary thinks he's hilarious and he's not. Doesn't she have to come to that realization on her own?
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying, as like being able to, because I said, if the friend's being hurt.
Yes. That's one.
That's a different category.
Okay.
But the, as a friend, is, do you give the warning, this one warning that New York Magazine says you get? It has to be based off of like your concerns that this is going to go south, right?
Sure.
Which brings up a whole other topic. I've been watching on social media the amount of like fights that happen between couples because of that Tubi commercial. So the Tubi commercial on Super Bowl, where it was like Tubi played a prank, and the commercial looked like you were changing the channel. And so people started wondering, like, I asked Mike, I was like, are you changing the channel right now? What's happening? But this happened to everyone. And I've been watching videos of couples where the guy flipped out at his girlfriend and she moved out.
Wow.
Because she was like, if you get this angry over commercial, where is this going to go? And so I bring that up as far as like, if you as a friend can see, like, it's not that he's not funny. It's that, oh, I think there's underlying anger issues here. Are you obligated to bring that up? If you have thoughts, we will still continue this in our last segment. But for now, we are going to take one more break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The last ones left are what you'll use. And don't be a drip. Wipe your lips and mind your manners, man. So don't lick your lips and fingers too.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Ja 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we got 8 more minutes till the weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
I am actually having dinner with a good friend that I haven't seen in a while tonight. Tomorrow, my husband and I are going to go look for a door. We need a new door for, we need a new side door for the house.
Oh.
So yes, it's very exciting.
Do you both have your criteria list of what you're looking for?
Yeah, actually, we do.
Do they match up?
Pretty closely. Okay. Pretty close. We've been married again. We've been together 21 years. So, yeah, we don't have a lot of arguments about stuff like that.
All right. I feel like that is, I'm trying to think if that was Mike and I. I would want him to go do the work, but I would want to have an opinion about the final say. That's basically what we're doing with our carpeting right now. So we're redoing the carpeting in our bedroom, and we have tons of carpeting options right now.
Oh gosh.
Because I feel like I was like, I don't trust you just to pick one. I want input, but then you can coordinate when they're going to do it and all that stuff. You can do that.
What are we leaning towards? Blue, green?
Kind of beige-ish.
Okay.
We're going to do a deep green accent wall. I love a good accent wall. So.
Who doesn't?
But we're going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation party tonight at Marcus Performing Arts Center.
Wonderful.
And so it is Mardi Gras themed. And so I have a big a purpley, sparkly dress that I'm wearing. But fun fact about it was coordinated with, I guess, Michael Jordan's 60th birthday. Because he, to celebrate his 60th birthday, he's making a tent. It's not really coordinated. I should say that. But it is. We are going to Make-A-Wish Foundation party tonight. And this also happened for Michael Jordan's 60th birthday, in that he is making a $10 million contribution to Make-A-Wish America.
Wow.
Which is the largest individual donation the organization has received since its founding 43 years ago. And so he's been a longtime supporter of Make-A-Wish Foundation. But he is one of the most popular celebrities requested for granting wishes.
Okay.
But he's not the GOAT.
He's not. There is someone more popular than Michael Jordan.
Well, I think in the way this is phrased, I'm wondering how much the person is requested versus how much this person has granted, who has followed up on their request.
Okay.
But if you had to guess.
Tiger Woods?
No. At the break, I just scrolled through. He had some stupid tampon prank that he pulled on someone. That he was golfing, I guess, and he outdrove this guy, so he passed him a tampon as a joke.
What?
I know. Tiger Woods is not necessarily. That's not someone I want to get a drink with.
Scratch that off my list.
John Cena.
The wrestler
and actor. John Cena, who last year set a Guinness World Record for wishes with 650.
Wow.
The next. No other celebrity has more than 200.
So are these all personal appearances, or does this probably includes phone calls and videos and?
I don't know. I'd have to look up and see what all of his the wishes end up being. But that's a pretty big disparity.
Well,
that he's 450 higher than any other celebrity, the next closest,
and remarkably generous.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
terrific.
Isn't that terrific?
Yes.
John Cena, good guy.
And I suppose wrestling is one of those that has very wide appeal, especially for younger kids. Wrestling is still a big deal.
It is still a big deal. I always, it's funny to me because I never know who any of these wrestlers are until they become actors. Right? I think I maybe knew The Rock a little bit as a wrestler, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't know John Cena as a wrestler. It's like once they start making the transition from one type of entertainer to I show up in movies now.
Yeah.
Is when I actually learn about them. But Make-A-Wish Foundation has granted more than 500,000 wishes in total. And so
that's marvelous.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to doing that tonight, getting dressed up for a good cause.
And so, well done, Michael Jordan.
I know. You know, he's interesting because I think he's kind of an interesting character where I feel like had social media and like the access to famous people had been as prevalent when he was at his prime.
Thank you, Don Lemon.
You know, I'm not sure he was the nicest guy either.
Oh no.
And I think people kind of got to see that with The Last Dance and that documentary. Like people who are that competitive are not always
gracious.
Yeah. Like, I think the way it was put to me once is that like the reason why Michael Jordan had a gambling problem is because he actually thought he was gonna win. He thought he was gonna beat the house, right?
Oh,
like
okay.
That's how competitive okay. he was versus the actual like dopamine addiction of I just
of the,
do
of doing it. Oh, that's interesting.
And so it's interesting to see his public persona as he's now gotten older, as I think it does for a lot of men, as far as the humbling effects of aging that it can have on you. And I think, you know, you watch his speech of when Kobe died and how vulnerable that was. But yeah, so at 60 years old, he's making a $10 million donation.
Well done. That's fantastic.
Which is good.
Yes.
So this has been a fun week, but now we're going to get some rest.
Don't forget to vote on Tuesday.
Yes. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday. We will remind you plenty on Monday when we are back. But have a safe weekend. I guess enjoy the weather if it's going to be 40 degrees on Sunday.
You know, it might only be 19 right now, but it's actually not too bad outside with the sunshine.
It looks, yeah. Driving in was glorious compared to what watching out my window yesterday looked like.
No, it's really not too bad.
So that'll about do it for us. You should stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Our, I actually don't know what they have coming up today.
I am unsure. I believe Fancy Brian is on the road.
Yes, Fancy Brian was here, so I don't think he is here. So I wonder if Will is joining Luke today, or if you are listening to WXCO, you'll have the Chad Holmes show coming up. And then after that, you will have Matt Flynn, who I heard on Todd Apple this morning. It was actually, they also were talking about, from a legal perspective, what was going on with the Dominion Fox News thing, but he'll probably talk about that more on his show today. And then of course the show will end, the day will end, or at least the normal weekday lineup will end with Devil's Advocates at 4. But thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. We will see you on Monday. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Need a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally.